reviving Moore's Law, launching the simulation revolution, and building the next generation of EV batteries.
It's all happening this week in engineering.
This is an engineering.com podcast.
Our image of the week is a boring one. No, wait, don't close the window. It's boring in a good way. This is the 2N-MUN Czech Lapcock TBM, the world's largest and most unpronounceable tunnel boring machine. It has a diameter of 17.6 meters, which is 0.2 meters larger than Bertha, the previous world record holder.
This TBM is used to drill a 5-kilometer two-lane tunnel connecting the city of 2N-MUN to Hong Kong International Airport. The maximum depth of the tunnel is expected to reach up to 60 meters, requiring the machine's 8-man crew to live under pressure in a special habitat for 28 days at a time. It's interesting to compare these massive tunnel boring machines with the approach of the Boring Company, headed by Steve Davis and some other guy.
The Boring Company's main goal is to disrupt the extreme cost of tunnel boring by making it faster. One of the ways they plan to achieve that is by slashing tunnel diameter from 28 feet for a typical one-lane tunnel to 14 feet for what the company describes as vehicles operating on a stabilized electric skate.
The Boring Company's first machine, Godot, was a conventional 26 meters in diameter. Its second, Limestorm, is supposed to be highly modified to bore 2 to 3 times faster than its competitors, but there's no indication of its diameter.
In fact, the last thing we heard about Limestorm was that it was almost ready last October. For the moment, the diameter for TBC's next TBM is still TBA.
Well, TMO, that's to move on.
Moore's Law was the incredibly astute observation that the number of transistors in a dense integrated circuit doubles roughly every 2 years. It held true for nearly 4 decades, though the pace seems to be slowing, as Gordon Moore himself noted in 2015 when he said, "I see Moore's Law dying here in the next decade or so."
Well, we might be able to keep it going a little longer, thanks to researchers at AMD who have been experimenting with a concept called chiplets. The idea is to replace printed circuit boards with a portion of a silicone wafer called silicone integrated fabric, which allows engineers to connect bare silicone chips within 100 micrometers of each other.
According to the researchers, splitting up systems on a chip into small chiplets that perform the different functions of various cores would reduce latency and increase efficiency.
There are still some kinks to be worked out, but it looks like Moore's Law might just have some life left in it. I guess I'll have to find another name for the crumbs left over at the bottom of my chip bag.
The Finnish Air Force's Centennial Air Show recently wrapped up in Jyväskylä, where Boeing and the U.S. Navy showed off the EA-18G Growler fighter jet for the first time in Finland. Based on the FA-18F Super Hornet, the Growler is, in Boeing's words, the most advanced airborne electronic attack platform in the world.
It's designed to provide tactical jamming and electronic protection to U.S. and allied forces, with additional pylons that allow it to be equipped with a variety of weapons for conventional and electronic warfare. These include radio frequency jammers, enhanced RF receivers, and additional avionics.
Boeing recently won a $22.6 million joint contract from the U.S. Navy and Australian government to maintain and modernize their fleets of the aircraft. And now, it looks like the company is hoping to add Finland to its customer base. The race for better electric vehicles is on among the major automakers, but a recent partnership reveals some insights about the key to victory.
Honda and GM are teaming up to work on improving the energy density of their EV batteries and reducing charging times.
Under the agreement, development will focus on GM's next-generation battery system, with Honda sourcing the battery modules from GM. Although they didn't reveal what battery chemistry they'll be working on, the consensus in the industry seems to be that the next big breakthrough will come from solid-state batteries.
The two companies have worked together on green technology before, forming a joint manufacturing venture with the aim of mass-producing an advanced hydrogen fuel system by 2020. Similar partnerships have been formed between Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi, as well as Toyota and Mazda.
More and more, it's looking like the race for EV dominance is going to be a relay.
Isn't democracy great? You know what? Let's take a vote right now. All in favor of democracy? Raise your hand. All opposed? Motion carries. Democracy is great.
Anyway, democracy isn't just good for governments. It's also good for CAE. The democratization of simulation is an ongoing effort to enable everyone to enjoy the benefits of simulation.
Like the Assess Initiative, which aims to expand the use and benefits of CAE tools.
This year's theme for the annual Assess Congress is Launching the Simulation Revolution, which honestly sounds like a pretty great prequel to the Matrix franchise. Seriously though, a new web portal, revolutioninsimulation.org, which aims to be the online ecosystem for the simulation revolution, is working with the Assess Initiative to meet that goal. While the Assess Initiative identifies gaps and roadblocks to achieving simulation democratization, RevSim.org consolidates articles, videos, lessons, and blogs with an emphasis on simulation success stories.
Democratization simulation clearly needs to be a group effort. Hopefully it goes smoother than some other democratic processes seem to go these days.
And finally this week, dogs, being our friends instead of eating us for 14,000 years and counting. Dogs are great. I mean, just look at these 5 seconds of shamelessly pandering puppy video.
And they aren't just pets. Bloodhounds, for example, are experts at tracking scents for long distances, helping to recover people who have gotten lost or gone missing, sometimes for days.
Well, those dogs could one day be in for some robotic competition, thanks to researchers from Kyushu University in Japan. They've developed an odor-sensing robot that uses localized surface plasmon resonance to identify and track scents by measuring changes in light absorption by gold nanoparticles when they're exposed to a gas. The researchers' initial trials saw the robot correctly identify the locations of ethanol in its path as it traveled at the breakneck speed of 4 inches per second.
Okay, so Rover probably doesn't have anything to worry about in the near future, but this does have more immediate applications in detecting chemical spills or for security screenings. That's all for this week.
Be sure to check out the full stories in the links below.
And if you like the show, give us a share on social media.
I'm Ian.
I'm Kate.
And we'll see you next week on This Week in Engineering.